the need for a quality assurance and performance improvement program. In 1996, the Institute of Medicine, IOM, launched a concerted effort to improve the quality of healthcare in the United States. The first phase concluded that the burden of harm conveyed by the collective impact of all of our healthcare quality problems is staggering. The second phase addressed how to transform the healthcare system and policy environment to close the gap between good quality and actual practice. IOM then released To Err Is Human, building a safer health system and crossing the quality chasm. A new health system for the 21st century. Two reports that discuss the changes necessary for a safer healthcare system at the environmental level, the organizational level, and the level of communication between clinicians and patients. A healthcare organization's IPC program must encompass all of these aims while also dealing with a variety of quality issues, such as community outbreaks and environmental cleanliness, policy and procedure development, organizational consistency, and staff education, communication. When developing a QAPI program, it is important to note that quality assurance differs from performance improvement. Both are necessary. Quality assurance can be defined as a process for achieving quality standards and meeting an acceptable level of patient care. Healthcare facilities typically use regulatory guidelines when setting quality assurance thresholds, but they may also create their own standards that exceed these minimum thresholds. Performance improvement is an ongoing cycle that focuses on continuous improvement of resident clinical outcomes, resident satisfaction, and service. While quality assurance focuses on finding outliers, for example, non-compliant HCP, from recognized standards of care, performance improvement focuses on overall processes and systems. Quality assurance is reactive. Performance improvement is proactive in that it focuses on how to improve processes so that persistent or systemic problems can be avoided. Program interventions determine effectiveness and efficiency and can show whether proactive approaches or retrospective analysis can further improve program quality. Key point: having and maintaining a systematic, data-driven QAPI program that addresses systems of care, quality of life, and outcomes of care is typically a regulatory requirement. The QAPI process must be driven by outcomes. Both outcomes of care, that is CODI and CLABSI reduction, and quality of life, that is pain management effectiveness, activity participation rate, and a long-term care facility are the core ways to measure whether the organization's systems of care are providing quality resident care. That is, success is determined from the resident's perspective. The QAPI program must also be driven by data, and the QAPI plan should use the best available evidence to determine goals and measure their relative successes. CMS requirement. CMS requires LTC facilities to have a QAPI program. This program is needed for all LTC systems of care, including the IPC program but not limited to it. Federal Register, Medicare, and Medicaid programs, reform of requirements for long-term care facilities, Quality Assessment and Performance Improvement, QAPI, Section 483.75I. Each LTC facility, including a facility that is part of a multi-unit chain, must develop, implement, and maintain an effective, comprehensive, data-driven QAPI program that focuses on indicators of the outcomes of care and quality of life. The intent of this requirement for LTC facilities is to move quality from just reacting to adverse events or responding to regulators to become a proactive planning element in which care and quality of life are better. Components of a QAPI program. Here we provide an overview of common components of a QAPI program. Note that these components and this discussion are based on the CMS's five elements of QAPI, but the principles are widely applicable. Tools and other ways to apply each component are addressed later in this section. Design and scope the QAPI program. A healthcare facility should have a written QAPI plan that is ongoing and active and adheres to the following principles. It uses the best available evidence to define and measure goals related to the quality of all systems of care in all departments within the facility. In particular, clinical care, quality of life, and resident choice are top areas of concern. These areas are also interrelated. Clinical interventions must be safe and of high quality while still enabling residents or their agents to maintain autonomy and choice in daily life. Govern and lead the QAPI program. CMS Requirements Section 483.80C states that at least one of the individuals, if there is more than one IP, must be a member of the Facilities Copy Committee and report to the Committee on the IPC program on a regular basis. The governing body for the healthcare facility and its top administrative leaders develop a culture that actively seeks stakeholder input related to QAPI opportunities/priorities. This includes helping staff feel comfortable reporting quality problems. Leaders set expectations for safety and quality and must balance these imperatives against resident-centered rights, choices, and the need for respect. Input from HCP, residents, and their representatives is sought to help find this balance. Governance of the QAPI involves designating one person to be accountable for the program, who in turn enables HCP to provide quality care, such as by arranging for HCP to have time to devote to quality improvement projects, providing equipment and technical training, and ensuring adherence to policy and procedure, even given staff turnover. Leverage data systems, gather feedback, and monitor the QAPI program. The healthcare facility must leverage or acquire data systems capable of proactively monitoring care and services. Data systems need a process for evaluating and prioritizing improvement opportunities. This includes collecting feedback from HCP and residents or resident representatives, as well as performance monitoring data for comparison against performance indicators and benchmarks. In particular, all adverse events need to be investigated and the results used to implement preventative plans. Quality tools such as root cause analysis, RCA, may be useful for this process. Facilities must be proficient in RCA and have related policies and procedures to support RCA. Plan and execute performance improvement projects, PIPs. A project management methodology is used to implement specific changes identified as part of the QAPI program. PIPs may look at the facility as a whole or focus on a specific problem or type of care or service. PIPs involve chartering the project and team, gathering systematic data to clarify issues, and creating a focused plan with assigned responsibilities, and then implementing and monitoring its progress and success. Perform a systematic analysis and take systemic action to incorporate improvements into clinical practice. Systematic analysis is a method for fully understanding a problem or a proposed change or improvement by looking at it from multiple perspectives. The issue or change is studied to discover the root cause and its effect on the system as a whole. Areas that require more in-depth analysis are also studied using a structured approach. CMS indicates that to satisfy the systematic analysis requirement, LTC facilities need to be proficient in root cause analysis and to have related policies and procedures to support it. Systemic action refers to making desired changes or improvements that are sustained over time by engaging in continuous learning opportunities, incorporating changes into standard operating procedures and policies, enforcing policies, and monitoring adverse events. Steps for implementing QAPI. Steps to implement QAPI are paraphrased from the CMS's QAPI 5 elements source as follows. Start with leaders being accountable, held to account, and responsible, actively engaged, for initiating and sustaining the QAPI program. Create a deliberate approach to teamwork. Assess the healthcare facility's quality maturity level, example, with a quality maturity questionnaire. Identify the healthcare facility's guiding principles. Develop the QAPI plan and document it. Conduct an awareness campaign for QAPI. Strategize on how to collect and use the data needed for QAPI measurement. Identify the healthcare facility's gaps and improvement opportunities. Prioritize gap fixes or quality improvement opportunities and charter PIPs. That is, get them scoped and authorized. Plan, execute, and document PIPs. Perform RCA to find systemic areas to address. Take systemic action to address root causes. We will revisit these action steps as we discuss each of the QAPI performance elements in the topics that follow.